Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 3 titled Your Spiritual Checkup Part 1. Hey you guys, this is Kelsey Millay and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts and impressions and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. Today we are starting what I like to refer to as a spiritual checkup, where we are going to take a quick assessment of our relationship with God. This assessment will be split over this episode and the following 3 episodes. Just like any of our earthly relationships, our relationship with God takes effort. At the beginning of mine and my husband Eric's marriage, we actually had a few really rocky years and we ended up going to couples therapy, and to probably no one's surprise but our own, communication was the key factor in 99.9% of our problems. We had a lot to figure out. But I do remember the biggest hurdle was really understanding how Eric, my husband, communicated with me and how I liked to communicate with him. Duh, right? This seems so obvious, but there are so many layers to communication in any relationship. I had to figure out that texting was not his form of communication. And as much as I wanted these sweet texts from my husband all throughout the day, that was never going to happen. And it was simply because he hates texting. He would much rather just call me when he thought about me. He, on the other hand, had to learn that sometimes in a conversation, I needed a pause. I needed to stop, gather my thoughts before I could continue in a conversation. These and many other examples fall into layers of communication in a relationship. All of us, I am sure, have struggled with communication at some point. It is such a huge factor that we face every day in our life that at some point we really need to learn how to do it. There are so many different types of communication in the world we live in today. We've got FaceTime and text messages, emails, emojis, you name it. There are so many ways. What if there were also so many ways that we communicate with God? That there wasn't only one way of communication. There are different ways of reaching Him. For example, let's picture using a baby monitor. A baby monitor helps you to feel that peace of mind and safety because you can use it to see your baby and you can even talk to your baby and remind her that she needs to lay down or go to sleep or whatever. This form of communication is one-sided. You are not expecting your baby to talk back to you. You are speaking to your baby, and although that capability does give you a sense of peace, you're not sitting and waiting for a response back. Now I want you to picture walkie-talkies. We have a set for my kids and they love it. It has been so fun to see them be able to chat with each other through the house playing a whole bunch of different games. But my favorite thing to use it for is when I send my oldest down the street when he's playing with friends. I love having the ability to know that he can talk to me if he needs me, and then I can chat with him if I need him to come home or if I just need to touch base. Now, there also has been a couple of times when I have messaged him or he has messaged me and the other one didn't get the message simply because we sat down our walkie-talkie or we weren't close enough to hear the message when it came through. There have been other times when I needed him to reply quickly, but I had to sit and wait for a message to come back through. Even though he could have heard it right when I sent it, I still had to wait for him to decide to message me back. The third and final form of communication I want you to think about is simply being able to call someone on your phone. When someone picks up on the other end, you can actually have a conversation. This is not one-sided. That would be super awkward. It also is really convenient when you need a reply quickly. You don't have to wait. The person on the other end can immediately just speak back to you. This form of communication is by far the easiest in relaying and receiving information. Are we talking with God? Are we listening to God when He speaks to us? Where would you say your communication falls with God? Are you using a baby monitor where only you speak to him? A walkie-talkie where you speak to him and sometimes you hear him, other times you might miss his messages? Or is he on your frequent callers list where you can have back and forth real-time communication? And even if you missed his call, you know exactly where to listen to his voicemail. For almost my entire life, I would say that my relationship with God would fall into the category of being one-sided. I was using a baby monitor and I honestly didn't even realize it. I was super active in the church. I was praying. I felt like I was doing everything I needed to. And even though I was like checking off all of these boxes, I was not giving time to God to speak to me. Or really, I just wasn't giving myself the time to stop and to listen or to even recognize if God was trying to speak to me. Maybe you feel like you are in that same boat. So what do we do? How do we get out of that funk? For me, the biggest step forward was first realizing that there was even a problem to begin with. My specific problem was not knowing how to even hear God. I knew what it felt like to feel the Holy Ghost and to be comforted and all of those things, which is amazing and wonderful, but I didn't understand how God spoke to me until I allowed myself to believe that he was already trying to. That all I had to do was give time and an open mind to then let thoughts and promptings come through. Essentially, it was like that picture of Christ where he is standing at the door and the door is closed and there's no doorknob. He is there already. But we have to make some type of effort to open that door for him. And as soon as we do, as soon as we open that door, we can see and hear him in our lives. What would change in your life if you opened that door, or even if you opened it just a few inches wider? Maybe you would feel less anxiety. Maybe you would have more patience with your kids. Or maybe you simply just feel his spirit more abundantly in your life. We can all use him more in our life. We can all benefit from having God be on our most recent call list. We all are capable of opening the door. Today's thought for you to ponder is, what communication device am I currently using with God? And do I need to switch to something better? If you are enjoying the podcast, I would love to hear from you. Leave a review or share with your friends on Instagram. It means the world to me and to those out there that are hoping to find a podcast like this one. I hope to see you guys back here tomorrow morning for part two of your spiritual checkup. I love you guys and am leaving you with hopefully a little more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God.